Station 4. Jesus is mocked. Mark 15, 17 through 20. They clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. Jesus is handed over to the Roman soldiers. Prior to crucifixion, prisoners were flogged, sometimes so severely that victims did not live long enough to experience death on a Roman cross. This King of the Jews attracts their special attention. He is beaten relentlessly. A garment is placed on him, a crown of crude thorns pressed upon his head. "Hail to the King of the Jews," they mock and jeer. Consider the deep irony of the robe, the crown, their kneeling. One day, this Jesus would be seen for who he is, and on that day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. What of these soldiers then? Yet consider the grace he extends even now. One who heard the mockery cried out, "Do you not fear God? This man has done nothing wrong. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." To which Jesus responds, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Psalm 22, 7 and 8. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me, they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him.